a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two is underway of the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight we're talking with Mike Jones of the Texas Resistance Radio Network. And he is taking the truth and delivering it to the people of Central Texas. And how's he doing it? He's using low power FM radio stations to accomplish this task. And Mike, I know in the Austin area, you guys announce something on those stations down there. If there's a meeting somewhere, you guys announce it on your stations, and people show up.
Yeah, it's one of the great things about micro-broadcasting is it is giving the people, the grassroots organizations out there, an opportunity to come together and meet each other and become active. When I announced the Ron Paul meetup group out here in Gillespie County where Fredericksburg is, they had 4 or 5 people a week, and the first week I announced that they had 20, and the second week it jumped up to 35. So there's a lot of merit to the there's a lot of credit goes for doing the announcements, and you don't have to do them live. You can record them if you have cool edit, which is real easy to put on your computer. It's really all simple. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, if you put one of these stations up, and you want somebody to record something for you, I'll do it for free.
That's cool.
You know, you got an announcement you need recorded, send it to me, I'll do it.
Man, I love your intro, by the way. It's
thanks.
You did a kick butt job one. That's great.
Thanks. I did that all on a free recorder program called Audacity, and a free the beginning of it is all off a free synthesizer program I found online.
It's good. It works.
Thanks. It works. You know, I mean, poor boy's got poor ways, you know?
Well, what I've been doing lately is taking a speakerphone and recording Ron Paul's weekly updates that he does every Monday, and I am recording them and playing them back at the bottom of the hour where all the networks have their breaks, you know, cutting them down to 3 minutes when they run a little over. And it works good.
Cool.
The audio's, it's not the best, but people are hearing it. And, of course, Ron Paul gives out his call-in number, I believe 800-322-1414. So those that didn't quite hear it clearly can call in and listen for themselves.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. That's very good.
That's something cool. We did with Radio Free Austin while we were going that was very productive before Ron Paul even announced his candidacy.
Yeah, and it helps get his message out and was getting his message out long before. All right, we're going to grab a quick break. We'll come back. Deloitte in Idaho, we'll talk to you after the break. Plus, I have not done Mouseketeer Roll Call. And we'll do that after the break as well, right here on the Midnight Rider. Our number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, back in just a minute.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
This is another bumper. I don't know the name of it, and I don't know who does it, but I want to. I really want to, bad. The other one, live with this song called White Discussion. Buddy, I'm listening to that one all the time. It was just, Manny's playing it every night. He didn't even know what the name of it was. It just sounded good. And so somebody let us know what the name of this song is, and who does it, because I want it, and I want it bad, and I want it now. Mouseketeer roll call time here, real quick. We'll go to Deloitte in Idaho in just a second, but I have neglected to do this and say, want to say hello to everybody in both chat rooms. The first one, of course, is the Republic Broadcasting Network chat room at republicbroadcasting.org. Want to say howdy to Catherine, Deke 66, somebody here in a dark blue that I can't see, Eyes Wide Open, Fresh, Jack Spratt, John G underscore DDI, Michael, Pegasustra, Pirate Outlaw, RBN Manny is in there, and he's keeping an eye on things. And actually, I had a poll earlier, which do you prefer, Sherbert or Sorbet? Rob is in there, Rogue Dolphin, Tinker, Wolf, all in the RBN chat room. And then, of course, let's go to the Midnight Rider Show chat room at midnightridershow.com. And in there, we have Calvin, Cat in the Hat, Mac Daddy, Ivanhoe, James, Josh, K. Barker, M.T., Chris, Lee, Michael, Mike, CTW, Ness, Newsboy, Nick Head, The Official White Horse Souse, Rob, Starshine Hippie Chick, Sidetracked, The Beaver, and the 00 Viper. So howdy to everybody in both chat rooms. And before we go to Deloitte's call, Mike, I was telling you about the transmitter that we bought here in Oklahoma City. It doesn't work when it gets here. We send it back to the guy. It's on the air right now. And this show's playing on it.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I hope you weren't the one who hooked it up.
I wasn't the one who hooked it up, so I don't know.
Mm. Well, I would say get it back and let's. I can't.
It's on the air now, and he's got a big old amp attached to it, and he's blowing it out.
Well, I hope he's putting out the right program.
This one. Yeah,
he's got it on.
He's got it on. So
then we'll just have to use one of these four or five Ramdus I've got sitting on the shelf down here gathering dust.
We just might have to do that, and we'll talk about that off the air. And
my mom lives up in Kansas City, and I've told her I was going to come home Christmas time. So since I don't ever fly anywhere, I always have to drive through Oklahoma City. So it's a good possibility I may see you at the end of the year if you're going to be home for the holidays.
We'll bring that and amp and your SWR meter, and we'll get together.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. Matter of fact, it's Sidetracked, who's in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, and he sent me a picture of it. Yep, it's on right now. He's got it playing, and putting out a nice little watt and a half there through his meter, and he's got it plugged into his amp. So very good.
So what kind of amps you got it plugged into? Since he looked
I can't see it, but I see a cord going off to towards an amp to the side, and he's the audio is running straight through a Windows Media Player, right into it, and he's there and cooking. But I don't see his amp. Maybe he'll tell me what amp he's got on it.
Well, I'm trying to find out if his is bigger than mine.
hang on a second here.
Our Friday night's great.
His amp might be bigger than yours. I don't know, but I think the last time he told me, I think it was 350 watts is what he had on it. But I don't recall. Yeah,
he has my respect.
Yeah, he's up in Montana, so. I think on top of a hill, too, which helps as well. Deloitte in Idaho, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on. Welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that we got a... during this week, there's been a problem with the Internet feed. It'll disappear and be gone for 30 seconds to a minute, and then it comes back and it redoes the program that was on 3 or 4 minutes ahead, before it.
Right.
And that happened tonight, just now, before the top of the hour, when
Wow.
you were talking about Oklahoma City. But it didn't go off for a minute. It just started over about a minute and a half, what had played a minute and a half before. So when you got to talking about the SWR, it cut off, and then I didn't hear anything about that. My question for Mike is do you have a source for used high wattage transmitters that even if they don't work, I can work on them things. I can do something with them. But
no, I don't have a source for. I've only used 1 watt transmitters, and the nice thing about those is you know the driving mechanism is the amplifier, and when I first started, I started with a 25 watt, and then I went to a 40, then to 100, then 100.5, and then 300. So, and that's all with the same transmitter. You can always upgrade, and you know, when you buy a particular transmitter that's you know, 1,000 watts or whatever it is, you're going to spend a whole lot of money for it, and then you know you're limited right there in what you could do. I don't know that I would go that route personally.
Do you have any luck with changing these Ramseys? Now they come out with a 1 watt power upgrade. I'm wondering, can you put 5 watts in there or 25 watts? I'm seeing.
Well, they usually put one out. We've had some problems with some of them. I'm only putting a 0.5 watt out. And then the 0.5 watt doesn't drive the amplifier like it's supposed to. But if you take that amplifier that's not up to a full watt, you can send it to Ramsey, and for $50, they will fix it and send it back to you completely up to 1 watt. I've done that several times. We've had some that have you know, cut down on power, and we've sent them in, and they've fixed them, because you do need a full watt in order to drive these other to drive these amplifiers.
Yeah, my question was whether I can put a 5-watt power amplifier in the Ramsey itself.
You say in it, you mean behind it?
Yeah, because they have the upgrade kit that goes up to a watt.
You'd probably be best served to call Ramsey and talk to their technician support team and see what they have to say about that. They would be a whole lot more qualified to answer that question. And going back to what you were talking about as far as the internet glitches, that's one reason why I do a KU satellite feed, is you don't have the glitches.
That's what I plan on doing. I can't depend on the internet.
Because what happens with shoutcast hosting and streaming, there's a buffer,
right?
That it will and the nature of the streamer, with that buffer will fill up, and if for some reason there's a glitch somewhere, it'll go back and start at the beginning of the buffer instead of dumping the buffer and starting with new information. So if a stream dies and it pops back up again, then you're going to get, even if it's momentary sometimes, you'll get what was in the buffer until it clears out, and then there's always a glitch forward to the live programming.
And
that's just the nature of the beast.
Okay, I was thinking that the black helicopters were tied in with it.
Well, you have to ask the question, why is the stream dropping? That seems to be something of a question. You know, I know RBN has been jumping through hoops like you would not believe to solve this problem. They've literally been in the faces of their internet provider, and one day it's good, next day it's bad. You know, it's just one of those things.
Well, it seems to me that when there's really an important show on with great information that I want to hear, it is interrupted numerous times during the show. So I've been going back and downloading them and listening to them again so I can get the information so they can't stop me from getting it. But
one of the things when you get on a hot topic or something like that, something they don't want you to know, that's usually when the stuff just magically happens.
Yeah, that's what it seems to me.
Yeah.
But how important is the SWR meter?
Well, it's critical when you're setting your radio station up. I don't know that it's critical once you've got it up and going. They're like $100, and I've got one at both locations just to let me know, you know, if the amplifier starts sputtering and going. Because every now and then you'll get a bad amplifier, and you know, even a brand new one, after about a year and a half, they might start losing their power. And if you can take them and catch them, let's say you've got a 150 watt amplifier and it starts going down, and all of a sudden it's reading 100 after a month or two, if you can catch it at that point and take it and send it to the repair shop, then they can fix it. But, you know, if you keep playing it and it burns itself out, then basically you're going to have to start over and buy a brand-new amplifier. So SWR meter is pretty critical. It's kind of like an oil meter in your car, you know, let you know when there's a problem so you can fix it.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room, Deloitte, told me that a place called StarCraft down in Orlando, Florida, might be a place to check for used equipment. Yeah, no, SkyCraft. SkyCraft in Orlando,
great,
Florida. That might be a place to check. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you're welcome. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Midnight Rider, Mike Chambers with you on the Friday night edition here. It is the 26th of October, 2007, now to the 27th, depending on where you're at in the country or even around the world. Since we have people around the world listening to the program and in the chat rooms as well. So glad you guys are listening as well. And, Mike, one thing we've not talked about yet is filtering to make sure that there's nothing with what they call harmonics that you know might cause problems somewhere else. That's a key thing that people need in the rig that they set up.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about filtering. I started with one out here, and it every time I touched it, it was real hot to the touch, and I don't know that it was doing any good. And then a very good friend of mine out here who was actually in the Navy and at Pearl Harbor when the Japanese attacked, and the first one to put the word out, who was in naval communication, who is a ham operator, probably shouldn't be saying that, but he's a radio expert. He's got 50 years of experience, and he said, you just need to take that filter off and throw it away. He said, it's not doing you any good. So I quit using them. I don't know that, I don't think they're important when you're in little communities, little towns like I am. I think if you're going to broadcast from like an apartment complex where you've got a lot of people around you with radios and TVs, it might be something to consider. But if you're going to do something like that, I think you probably ought to consider a different kind of a transmitter other than a Ramsey, because a Ramsey is not a real clean transmitter.
Right. Yeah, and I know in some cases, I mean, the lower the number, the better, because in the negative dB range, you know, if you're looking for on a transmitter for spurious emissions or harmonics is how it'll be listed. So the lower you can get it actually higher in the negative range you get it to like minus 60, minus 70 dB, that's better too. But you can also install the filters as well, especially if you're close to an airport.
Yeah.
That would be advisable as well. But antennas and the towers can be built really just about out of anything.
Well, the telescoping mast is what you need to put your antenna on, and you can find those about anywhere. They're very easy to find. Of course, the 35 foot is probably about the easiest to put up. The 50 foot takes a few more people, and I've never even attempted to get a 70 foot up in the air, but. You definitely want to get it up as high as you can and get it as secure as you can so that it, if you have a storm that comes by, you don't have to worry about it blowing your telescoping mast down, which has happened to us twice down here in Central Texas.
Wow.
But the 103-mile-an-hour wind will do it.
Yeah.
Actually, didn't blow it over a minute and a half.
Wow. Man.
So we got a little stronger guy wires next time around.
I bet you did.
And put a few more of them up because we only had three and we should have had six.
Yeah, and the use of an antenna, you've got a couple that you recommend, right?
Yeah, I would recommend probably the Comet for most people. They only want to go out 100, 150 watts. The Comet's great. It's cheap. It's easy to tune. It's quick to tune. The ones that we're using down here are the three-quarter wave antennas. They're a pain in the butt to tune. I think we've had one of them that took us 6 hours, but they have a magnifying effect of 7, whereas the Comet antenna is a magnifying effect of 2.
Right.
So it's definitely they're better antennas. They're heavier. They're about 9 pounds as opposed to Comet, which I think is about a pound. But the Comet antenna is the right one for most, probably 90% of the applications out there, and it's about the size of a pool cue, so it's very unobtrusive.
Yeah,
doesn't attract much attention.
Yeah, so and really, Mike, there's solutions for people who just want to get the stuff off the shelf, or if somebody's handy, they can build the stuff themselves. The off the shelf solution costs more.
I still recommend the stuff off the shelf.
Yeah.
I've had too many pieces of equipment that people have built. And I've had problems with it. It's never gone out as good. You can get good quality commercial built stuff really, and it's cheap.
Right.
And, you know, if you come up, if you're serious about building a radio station, a micro broadcasting station, you come up a few pieces short, call me. I might have some extra stuff. I'd be glad to help you out. You got to have the right antenna, the right coax. You know, the right transmitter, the right amplifier, it's all key. But the key elements, once you're up and going, it's such a fulfilling feeling that you can drive around your community and hear your radio station, and it sounds like any commercial station in your town. It's great.
Yeah. And you don't have to be in stereo. You can be in mono, unless you want to set it up stereo. You can always add an encoder. Well, I think the Ramseys are a stereo.
Ramsey is a stereo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you get a Ramsey, you're set up there. But if you use another one, you might need a stereo encoder. But they actually sell them on eBay for cheap.
Yeah. Well, they say the monos go out further than the stereo for some reason.
Yeah, I think it's deals with a pilot and the stereo. The way FM works is it uses a pilot tone to carry the stereo frequency with, and the farther out that you get with it, the grainier it's going to get. Because the pilot tone, I think, starts to waver. Back in just, it's been so long since I've worked on FM, I can't remember. But back in just a minute with more, we're talking with Mike Jones, micro broadcasting. I've been asked a ton about this stuff. If you've got questions about it, dial in at 800-313-9443.
800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Got to look at the at a picture of the amp that our friend Sidetrack is running the program with. It's 150 watt amp that he bought off of eBay for $200. He's putting it in a case. This guy does some really nice work. But yeah, banging us out with 150 watts. So you got bigger stuff than he does tonight. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here.
Okay, so yeah, he's only pumping out 150 tonight.
Well, then we're equal.
Yeah, there you go.
Same.
There you go. But I think one night he had a 350 watt.
See, but I got a 3/4 wave antenna, so.
There you go. So it all ends up, you know, my antenna's bigger than your antenna.
That's right.
Hello, my name is Mike, and I suffer from an antenna envy.
I'll have to check out the chat room after that. That ought to get good.
Yeah, most definitely. Sidetracked is over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room at midnightridershow.com, so you can talk with him. And
hey, before I forget it, I do want to tell you did an outstanding job here. You were the first one to get the interview with Ed Brown up there, and You were way ahead of the game this week with HR 1955. I really appreciate it. I was listening to Alex today. He never mentioned it. I don't even think he knows about it yet.
I talked about it today.
Outstanding job, my friend. Very good.
Thanks. Yeah, and a lot of it is these guys that I've got on my little network that are literal news hounds. I mean, these guys just search and search for stuff. And this stuff just, I can't claim credit for it. These guys do it. And the stuff just drops in my lap. They're breaking the stories. And we just pick up on it and run with it. And,
well, if they're listening, my thanks go out to you guys. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, the guy, matter of fact, the article that Alex mentioned today was written by a guy named Lee Rogers that I've had on this program a couple times on the Young Guns Roundtable. And he runs a website called roguegovernment.com. And he's a literal, they just search and search and search. And this guy can write. And, I mean, he could have a full-tilt article out in no time at all and with, you know, great analysis and everything. And, I mean, there's some young kids in this thing right now that, man, they put me literally to shame.
Oh, it's good. That's yeah. They're the generation that's behind us.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to them. And, you know, my daughter, she's 20, and I'm trying to draw her into this. I'm 52. I've got to pass this off to somebody at some point in time. And,
right.
You know, I hope we've got something to pass off when the time is right.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's why the impetus to, you know, to get this thing really moving and running is so big right now because of this. I mean, if we don't do something, we're screwed. I mean, it's literally in.
Well, we're kind of screwed right now, but it's really time to do something and start screwing back. I mean, I don't know how any other way to put it, but.
Right.
You know, it's time to do it and to put your fear aside and go.
Yeah, because it's go time, literally. You know, we're out of time. We can't do this one on one anymore. We've got to do it one on 1,000, one on 10,000.
That's right.
One on 100,000.
It's time to get up to 150 watts, 150, not be playing around with the 1 watts and the 5 watts and the 10 watts. You know, let's crank it up and get this thing rolling.
Yeah, indeed. And I will get with you regarding, getting us back up here.
Well, you know, one other thing, just as a thought, if Tulsa, I know it was waiting for a long time for me to come up there. If you've got anybody with Tulsa Truth that still wants to put something up, you know, I kind of like to do two or three when I'm out on the road in
right.
one trip. I mean, it's not any big deal. So if you can get a connection in Tulsa, let's get you guys fired up and, you know, let's get both towns covered.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Let me see what I can make happen here.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll try to make some calls tomorrow. And we'll see what we can't get going here.
I'm apprehensive about going someplace for one, but, you know, if I can get some, you know, and when we were going hot and heavy last year, I had somebody in Norman that wanted one, and there was someplace else, I forget. I don't know, it was Stillwater, what somebody wanted station, and you know, I was planning on coming up and getting them all in one time. But the interest, people have not been talking about micro broadcasting, so the interest is kind of falling off.
Yeah,
and you know, so it's we need to get it up and going again. And there's a few people new. There's some new blood in Austin that is that's willing to learn this stuff and you know, go out and set these stations up. And if we can get those guys trained on how to do this and set them up, it only takes 4 or 5 hours to do one of these, and we can get people on board with putting these stations up, and we can get them covered. We can get these stations out and get them up again.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just the key thing, is just getting them out. Cause I really believe, Mike, if we could get a minimum of 1,000 of these stations going in this country, we can take on the mainstream media right in their own front yard.
Well, and that's our frontline defense. I mean, if we had our media back, we would have our country back. Well, we're not going to get our media back, so we're going to have to put the alternate media out there.
Right.
You know, and I was listening to one of John's shows Stadmiller's shows last week, and he had three people calling from Austin back-to-back last week, and I'm going, it's just right there. There's the power of micro-broadcasting in itself.
It is indeed.
You know?
It is indeed. And we take a lot of calls at night. With people listening listening on micros. Manny, is Gary still holding there? I had forgotten all about Gary. I do that from time to time. He's still there. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I just woke up from a long winter's night here in the woods. I'm glad you guys both decided that you are of equal size, so I guess that's a good thing. I have a quick question to ask.
Sure.
I'm sitting here kind of, let's say, in one town with one east, one west about 40 miles, and one north 40 miles. What kind of power would I need to reach that?
I would probably 1,000 watts, I'm saying. You're trying to you want to hit both of them?
Well, if you got a vertical, that's got a circular footprint.
Well, it's got a circular, but with a directional antenna, you might hit one of them really well. And the first time, probably last week, I measured the distance on how far that I'm going out one direction, broadcasting 150 watts, and it's 15 miles, so that's going to give me a 30-mile radius. So, yeah. In one location, I hate to say it, you're not going to get it done. You cover your community, but you'd have to get up more. Around, I would guess 1,000. I've never tried to hit a town 40 miles away.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
well,
find some contacts or some like-minded people, and tell them, hey, you'll get the equipment and you'll get it set up if you know somebody that's really on board.
Well, I can set the equipment up. My problem is I'm on fixed income and. I'd like to have running water in my place, but
well, you do have running water. You have to run to go get it.
Yeah, right. My back's getting tired from carrying it, though. I kind of wanted to find out, how much power you'd have to get on one of the 3/4 wavelength antennas.
Well, a 3/4 wave antenna will handle 1,000 watts.
Yeah.
But I have never even considered getting a 1,000-watt amplifier, anything like that. I might in the future.
That'd be some pretty good buck, probably.
I think, for those people who want to check out equipment, where I get a lot of mine is through Progressive Concepts, and their website is progressive-concepts.com. I think they've got a wide range of equipment, and I would suggest you go there. I think they've got a 1,000-watt amplifier. I'm not sure.
On eBay right now for $500, there's a 3-kilowatt transmitter, but I guarantee you fire it up, they will visit you.
Oh, they're going to come looking for that one.
They would definitely come looking for that one, yes.
Well, maybe the best I could do is just blast this. I could put a directional beam up and hit one town real good. It's only 6 miles away.
Yeah.
And it's blowing me.
Actually, I live about 6 or 7 miles from Fredericksburg, and 150 watts, it covers it very well.
Yeah.
So that, 100, 150 will get you.
Well, if you find some rich old man that's too busy running his business, doesn't have time to run a micro, I have him sponsor me, and I'll put one up.
Will do.
All right, Gary, appreciate the call. Thanks. Thanks for holding.
Yeah,
I get involved
okay.
in a conversation, and you're there, always there.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that's one thing, with this, Mike, is what you can do, if cost is a problem for people, get your 5 or 6 people together and you have a group and you all share the cost. That way you have, if you need to move the station, you've got 6 people built in that you can move it to.
That's a brilliant plan. That's right.
And everybody, and then you've also got candidates for additional stations. You guys keep pulling your money together, save your pennies and,
get a bigger
one station up,
better antenna.
Exactly. And you can improve. And then when you've hit that, then if you need more stations, you put up more stations. Or go put them up in another town.
Well, we got to get them out. I'm really kind of surprised that we haven't had more people call here.
I am too tonight.
Houston and places like that. I heard Alex's program about a year ago, and some guy Keith called and was asking, I've got five guys here, and we've got the money to put a station up. Well, what do we do? And who do we contact? And I was just like, okay, here you go, Alex, RadioFreeAustin.com. And well, I don't know what to tell you. It's like, oh, jeez. Anyway, we've got it, and I'm willing to cover this area down here. Love to go down to Corpus and put up a station, make a weekend out of it.
Sure. Heck, you can go down there and spend some time on the beach and all kinds of good stuff.
Drink a beer, fish a little bit.
Yeah, there you are. I mean, shoot, might even have to make 3 or 4 days out of it, just to make sure that the beach is safe.
Make sure that signal's coming in right.
Exactly, and you're going to be on different parts of that beach to make sure it is coming in loud and clear. And you might end up on a fishing boat out a few miles to make sure you're getting a signal out there, too. That's important.
Check the whole area.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah, most definitely. But, no, I really believe wholeheartedly that if we get these stations up, folks, that we will make a huge impact. And I'm telling you, you get these up and you've got meetup groups in your area that are struggling for people to come to the meetings. You've got things going on, issues that are happening in your community. You get one of these up, and you're going to start finding like-minded individuals in your town. People you didn't think were in agreement with you about things, you're going to find out there's a whole bunch of them that think just like you do.
I don't know if you've heard about the Truth Seekers meetings that Randall Mock puts on down in Austin, but before we had the micros up and going, he used to have 15 to 20 people show up.
Right.
And once we started advertising those Truth Seekers meetings, we were having anywhere from 150 to 200 people show up.
Wow.
So there's a lot of power in micro broadcasting. Not only information that's going out, but the opportunity for like-minded people to get together.
And I think just as much as the information going out, that's important because so many people feel like they're alone in this.
Right.
And they literally because they feel like they're there by themselves. They are afraid to do anything. But you get a bunch of other people that are just, that you all come together, man, you become a force, and it's easy to summon the courage to do this stuff because there's somebody who's got your back.
Well, got your back, and there's somebody that's got experience dealing with the FCC, and it's
right.
Nice to have contact people and say, hey, I had a problem this week, and this is what happened. What do I do? I mean, the first time that I came under attack was back on November 6th of 2000 during the election between Al Gore and George Bush. This was the Monday night before elections, and not only did the United States Marshals show up at my house in Austin, but the FBI showed up.
Wow.
And they were wanting to shut the station down, and a car sat out in front of that house for 6 hours. Nobody showed up, and they left. You know what? I'm still broadcasting. I have yet to be arrested. I have yet to have any equipment confiscated.
That's a good deal. No, go ahead. And finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, people just got to get over their fear and truly live by faith of the Creator and go from there.
Yeah, if people don't start stepping out, we're sunk. I mean, that's in 1774, 1775, as the colonists here, our founding fathers were sitting there looking around at things. They realized at a point that something had to be done. And when they came for Samuel Adams and John Hancock in 1775, we had Lexington and Concord because the people decided, hey, you're not taking our guns. And they met them and they kicked the British kicked their butts all the way back to Boston. And we need to have the same spirit those men had. It's in our blood. I mean, hey, they're our ancestors. We were bred not to put up with any of this crap. So,
we put up with this stuff and... It's great to be driving around your community and listening to some real radio instead of this crap they've got on the air.
Yeah, it is, and that's the thing, man. You can walk out of the house and get in your car and turn it on, and boom, anywhere you go, you've got this going on. And if you've got a great stereo system, hey, stop at a stoplight and the kids that are playing the rap music next to you, turn it up real loud. Let them get a dose of the truth while they're sitting at the stoplight.
Well, we need more of these out, and you know, the two critical elements are, one, when you first get up and going, you need to find a backup location, and the second thing is, as you've said before, you've got to let people know you're out there through business cards or bumper stickers or whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Let people know that you're there.
Show up at the little festivals and stuff with your bumper stickers, a T-shirt, or whatever. And you'll start spreading the word. And
yeah, I got 100 bumper stickers and I started putting them on signs all over town. And it got attention and people started listening.
Sure.
And we have got a ton of people listening. This little community has 7,000 people living in it, probably 20,000 in the county. And there is one particular acquaintance that I've known out here who's been overlooking the radio equipment. He takes care of my dogs when I have to make trips and go out of town, and he's out there talking this stuff up all the time, and 9 out of 10 people he talked to have been listening to the station we have here and are very well aware that it's there, and they're listening on a regular basis. They might not be active. They're what I call closet listeners, but they are listening.
But they're listening. Back in just a minute with a final segment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Final segment here of the week for the Midnight Rider. I appreciate, as always, everybody tuning in and listening, everybody in the chat rooms who've been chatting, and good conversations in both rooms that I always enjoy having. Everybody kind of just hanging out. It makes it a lot easier and more up close and personal. We're talking tonight with Mike Jones of the Texas Resistance Radio Network. And, Mike, this is the key to taking this country back. I wholeheartedly believe that. It's through information. We're in an information war, and where a DVD is a rifle, a micro broadcast FM station is a bunker buster.
It is. I agree. Well, you and I have had the advantage of being able and being exposed to micro broadcasting, whereas a lot of people out there haven't. And you know, I can never understand why, as many times I've talked to people about micro broadcasting, how they can sit there and be so you know, just ignorant about the whole thing, and just uninterested. But you know, we have had that advantage, and as my community has had that advantage, so we're very fortunate. And for those that haven't had it, all I can say is just imagine, you know, being able to listen to what you listen to on your computer, on your FM radio, in your car, and you know, in your house. And it's
mowing
it's
your lawn, great. Even, you know, you're outside working outside, boom, take a radio outside and you've got it right there while you're working on the car or mowing your lawn.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's the thing about that's always been great about radios is its portability. You know, unless you're Wi-Fi enabled, you can't walk around with a laptop.
Well, this is a really true means for somebody that wants to get seriously active and to do something.
Yes.
You know, I mean, all these DVDs, the movies, they're great, you know, but this is going to have the biggest effect that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's nothing that even comes close to it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're somebody out there that's thinking about, okay, I want to burn a bunch of DVDs, I'm going to go buy stacks and stacks of DVDs and start handing them all out, you know, and all that, take your money. More bang for your buck with a micro.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're looking to where to put your money for the best possible return in investment, you know, for as far as the truth is concerned, because folks, you can't sell advertising with this stuff. But if you're looking for that return in people that are waking up, this is the way to go. And you can literally change the town that you live in. And you know, change the people that.
Well,
I
truly believe that micro broadcasting has made Austin, Texas, the patriot community of the United States, without a doubt.
Well, I think undoubtedly it has. I mean, how would you be able to get people to all these Campo board meetings and other events that are there, or have the state capitol packed with Jimmy Vaughn outside there playing?
Absolutely, and yeah, Jimmy Vaughn is a listener. He was listening to 91.1 down in Bastrop, where he lives. So, you know, we had Central Texas covered at one point in time. Now we need to get it covered again.
Yeah. One more time, give out your number, when people can get in touch with you, and all that good stuff here in the final minute we've got.
My phone number is 830-997-0339. I call between 9 o'clock in the morning, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Leave a brief message. Please speak clearly and succinctly, and I will call you as soon as I can.
Good deal. Good deal. Mike, I appreciate you coming on as always. And we'll do it again here in another month or so.
All right.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Micro broadcasting. This will take our country back, folks. We can fight them in their own front yard. It's an information war. Hey, this is a bunker buster. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country.